Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
It's the late, great Bobby Darin bringing us back one of the classics, 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel Barker. Joel is our friend and our longtime Brain Trust member. His website is joelbarker.com, and you can find all of his books, all the things that he does there. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I'm really proud of you for, Joel, over the years, early on, I mean way back, probably 8 years ago,
yep.
You started tipping us off to the future of printing, of 3D yep. printing.
Yep.
And now, and it's gone from printing little parts and walls and things like that to now printing items like vessels and ears and things like that.
Yep.
Talk to us about that.
Yep. Well, and thank you for acknowledging that, because a good future should have done that, right? That's the way
that's
it
right.
is. And
sorry.
What we're seeing now is...
That's why we pay you the big bucks around here, Joel.
Yeah, that's right. We're seeing commercialization of stuff we were talking about as experimental 8 years ago, and that's about what it takes. But here's what else is going on. In the biomaterials and the bioorgans, the organs business, the problem we've had is we were able to print cells that equaled kidney, that equaled liver, that equaled bladder, but we were unable to print the blood vessels that link all those cells together so that they can live. You know, in your body, no cell is farther than one cell, two cells maximum, from a blood vessel, so it can exchange
right.
oxygen and stuff like that.
Right.
With the University of Sydney and several other universities announced end of June that they have, in fact, now developed a process for printing highly complex vascular patterns that will allow the organs to be fed and cleaned and all that
wow.
sort of stuff. So this is the breakthrough we've been waiting for.
Is this like an extruded vessel where they make a round vessel that will transport blood? Is that what we're talking about?
It is not extruded. It is printed. But
well, I know, but I mean, it's as if it were extruded.
Oh yeah. It's epithelial cells. You use skin cells, which make up the blood vessels. So they're doing all the same things. The problem they had before is they didn't know how to make these branching pieces. And now they have figured out how to do that. And so with that process, it says that we will be able to begin to create full organs. And my guess is, you know, the standard I set is usually it's 8 to 10 years from the breakthrough to where you get to commercialization.
Wow.
That could well mean by 2025 that the issue of organs and organ needs will change fundamentally. We will print the organ. We will not.
Is this material from our own stem cells or whatever, or is this some synthetic thing?
Well, they used a fiber to print the pattern. Okay, but the fiber then is dissolved out very carefully, taken out, and the fibers are coated with epithelial cells, you know, skin cells. Which
right.
then are, in a sense, they've grown together to be the vessels, and so they're hollow inside. So it's
the
like
reason saying, I ask that is because some of the yep. things you've reported on, where they've generated organs and parts, have been the seed for that was our own stem cells for our own bodies.
Yeah, these are wrapped in those cells. So in fact, I'll read you the section here. It says the coated the fibers with human endothelial cells and then covered with a protein-based material rich in cells. The cells' infused materials was then hardened with the application of light. Once hardened, the researchers removed the coated fibers, leaving behind the intricate network of vessels.
Wow.
So it's like a three-part process. But
and folks,
hey,
this is tiny, tiny, tiny stuff.
This is
nanobiomed, isn't it?
It's microscopic stuff when you get down to the smallest of the vessels.
Yeah.
And so the capacity we are developing now for 3D printing is it's now moving past the dreams, moving past the visions, moving into commercialization. and it will change medicine fundamentally.
What I'm happy about is that one of the things that you've reported on over the years with this is that this has been a global effort,
yep.
hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, look at this.
This was Sydney, Australia, right?
Yep. Harvard, Spain just did some wonderful work in it. Holland. Now, the one group I haven't seen, by the way, is Japan.
Huh.
So I'm surprised that we haven't seen this from Japan. But of all my readings, because I was just thinking about it right now, I was going to say, and I thought, I have not seen anything from Japan.
Well, and Japan needs this because they got a lot of old folks over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Their demographics are upside down over there, aren't they?
Yeah. Though next time we should talk about that because I just got a new insight into that blew me away. So we should put that on our list for next month about Japan.
Give us a teaser. What do you think about? Give us a teaser about
that. Well, the teaser is they do not use their women well at all in their business world. Very small percentage.
Well,
and they are
smart
people.
That is an issue. I know a woman who has advised them, the corporate CEOs over there, about that. She's reported, I won't say who it is right now, but she's told me that she was hired to come and consult with them. And when she talked to them about where they were and what they needed to do, apparently that wasn't received very well, even though they invited her to come over and talk about that.
Well, we'll talk about it next time because it's changing fast.
Sounds good. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Good. Thank you, Jim.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, whatever Joel's working on, you want to know about it, joelbarker.com and futureedge.com. Don't forget to check that out, too. I got to go. Right back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.